David, just when's this run going to end?
You know, it's just started for me now, and we've got out of the bottom three, and the run's just starting now, and we want to keep climbing and climbing, and we're certainly looking up, and we keep looking up, and we keep looking at them teams above us, and we keep wanting to put pressure on them, we keep wanting to go away from the pack, and finally tonight, you know, everyone keeps saying, how can you win six, seven games and not get out of the bottom three? Well, that's come tonight, so it gives me a chance now to get the next objective. And we've got three different objectives within what we're trying to do, and it gives us a chance now to meet the second one. So this players, they've deserved that. They have deserved that, to look at a table and not be in the bottom three. And I don't. There'll be no panic. You know, if we get beat, there'll be no panic, and that's what I'm going to make sure that we stay calm, we stay focused, and we stay positive, because the positivity around the place at the minute is phenomenal, and it's a movement, and that movement's getting more powerful by not each result, by each performance. And the second half performance, well, the last 20 minutes of the first half was exciting for me, but the last half, it was just had everything that I want. It had excitement, it had goal chances, it had times when we had to dig in, times when we had to regroup, and every man has played the part again, the old 14 players, and that's what I keep expressing to the players. It's going to be difficult for teams to beat us when it's 14 versus 11. And the three players I'm putting on are just playing the part like you wouldn't believe. So it's difficult. You know, other teams are handicapped at the minute because we've got 14 versus 11.
What pleased you most about the performance tonight, David?
Honestly, we'd be here all night. We'd be absolutely all you know, the team's recovery from a bad start, and I'll hold my hand up for that. We looked uncertain. We looked very nervy. The game looked too big at first, and obviously they come with a real surgence from the kickoff for 10 minutes. We couldn't handle them. We didn't handle it well. We shifted it around and shaped it round, and then we got a foothold of the game. I think once we got that foothold, I never felt in trouble. But I said to the players at half time, you know, let's get it to 1-1 first, and we did. And then they were only going to be one winner, and I genuinely mean that, because you know they've been in losing positions, Wolves, and it was important that we got to 1-1. And I felt at 1-0 we'd have the momentum. A little bit like MK Dons had the momentum for that game. Well, this was our momentum. And, you know, when you get Jason Scotland on, he's going to come off, he's going to shoot. It's a threat. There's a fear of Jason Scotland. And it was important that Jason got on the field for that threat. And I'm just made up for Mels. You know, he's come on, he's done a job. He's work off the ball, he's getting better. It's improving all the time. And it's something that's really important. And I was made up for Mels tonight.
Just shows you how important the squad's going to be though tonight. You made four changes, two injuries, rested a couple more. The boys who came in impressed you tonight?
They impressed me every day I work with them. Every single one of them, they impressed me as people. Kelvin Atuhu didn't want to play tonight and couldn't play tonight because he felt he was going to let the boys down. I asked Jim McNulty, could he play against MK Dons? He didn't want to play because he'd let the team down. Now that is unselfish behaviour. That is behaviour that, you know, fits a king. And that's what they're doing now. They're making great decisions for the group. They don't want to let the play. They don't want to let each other down. They've come now so far, and they're strong as a group of people. They're strong as a group of men. They're strong, and it's a galvanised unit. It's a unit that's not fragmented. It's a unit that is united in one effort and one belief. And it's a movement that's going to be difficult to stop.
Will Kelvin be back available for the weekend? And
oh, absolutely. He's getting better by the minute. He really is. His headaches are about a level 3 now, where they've been up to like level 8, level 9 out of 10. So he's been struggling. Kel's been struggling. So, you know, that's Kelvin, who's... He was a miss tonight. You're going to miss Kelvin. He's been on form. I thought he was the man of the match at MK for the time he was on. He was outstanding. So, yeah, big miss tonight.
Scott Goulburn as well. How... close was he, or is...
We're monitoring Scott over the next 24 hours. He's been for a scan. We're just waiting for the results on the scan, and we're finding out where Goldie is. And I'm not expecting to have him for Saturday, but we've just got to look into that one, and I'll know more over the next 24 hours.
What's he done?
There's some knee ligament damage, and we don't know how serious it is yet, but the next 24 hours will tell us everything I need to know, and... you know, whether we've got to bring recruits in, we have to bring recruits in. We are looking light now, and we might have to bring some recruits in.